Several of Vermont Playhouse's summer seasons are in full swing. We'll start off Art Hounds today with a recommendation from photographer Lisa Morrison of Lebanon.
This weekend at Lebanon Opera House, Tosca, this dark love triangle involving a volatile diva, a sadistic police chief, and an idealistic artist will have the audience sitting on the edge of their seats.
Opera North's 2016 season, including Tosca, are Friday, August 5th through August 13th at various showtimes at the Lebanon Opera House in Lebanon. Here's chamber opera lover Joseph Gainza from Plainfield with this suggestion to see The Diaries of Adam and Eve.
You're in for a double treat with the libretto adapted from the book of the same name by Mark Twain and the music composed by Vermont's own Evan Primo. Mary Bonhag, an electrifying soprano, sings the role of Eve, and baritone Matthew Morris is Adam. They are supported by the Aeolus Quartet based in New York City.
Scrag Mountain Music presents The Diaries of Adam and Eve. That's Friday, August 5th at 7:30 at Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph. And also this weekend at the Chandler, student Sarah Salvis from Stowe has a recommendation for a new film.
Jay Craven's new film, Peter and John, set in 1872 Nantucket. This is a good chance to catch one of the few summer screenings of Jay's new film.
Peter and John, the film by local filmmaker Jay Craven, is Sunday, August 7th at 7 p.m. at the Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph. Here's theater lover Brenda Grieca from Montpelier with a suggestion for several shows in Greensboro.
The show I saw, Annie Get Your Gun, was just over the top. And these are Emmy-nominated performers. It's Broadway quality. These actors work with local people to put on these shows.
Annie Get Your Gun, To Kill a Mockingbird, Sinners, and more, presented by the Greensboro Arts Alliance, are at various showtimes throughout August at Theater on the Green in Greensboro. And finally today, it's John Kalacki, Executive Director of the Flynn Center in Burlington. He suggests going to Unadilla Theater in Marshfield.
92-year-old Bill Blatchley founded this organization in 1979 and produces a theater festival every summer on his farm. If you go, arrive early. The land is still a working farm with sheep, chickens, and Scottish Highland cattle. So bring a picnic and enjoy the bucolic vistas. A visit to Unadilla delivers homespun, handcrafted community theater at its very best.
Hay Fever and God of Carnage are on stage Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 sharp at Unadilla Theater and the Festival Theater in Marshfield. You can find details for all these events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.